Part One of The River Duddon by William Wordsworth. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The River Duddon rises upon Wrynose's Fell on the confines of Westmorland, Cumberland, and Lancashire, and serving as a boundary to the two latter counties for the space of about 25 miles, enters the Irish Sea between the Isle of Walney and the Lordship of Milham. 1. Not envying shades which haply yet may throw a grateful coolness round that rocky spring, Bandusia, once responsive to the string of the Horatian lyre with babbling flow, careless of flowers that in perennial blow round the moist marge of Persian fountains cling, heedless of alpine torrents thundering through icy portals radiant as heaven's bow, I seek the birthplace of a native stream. All hail, ye mountains, hail thou morning light! Better to breathe upon this airy height than pass in needless sleep from dream to dream. Pure flow the verse, pure, vigorous, free, and bright, for Duddon, long-loved Duddon, is my theme. 2. Child of the clouds, remote from every taint of sordid industry, thy lot is cast. Thine are the honours of the lofty waste. Not seldom, when with heat the valleys faint, thy handmaid frost with spangled tissue quaint thy cradle decks. To chaunt thy birth, thou hast no meaner poet than the whistling blast, and Desolation is thy patron saint. She guards thee, ruthless power, who would not spare these mighty forests, once the bison's screen, where stalk the huge deer to his shaggy lair, through paths and alleys roofed with sombre green, thousands of years before the silent air was pierced by whizzing shaft of hunter keen. Note: the deer alluded to is the lee, a gigantic species, long since extinct. 3. How shall I paint thee? Be this naked stone my seat, while I give way to such intent? Please could my verse, a speaking monument, make to the eyes of men thy features known. But as of all those tripping lambs not one outruns his fellows, so hath nature lent to thy beginning nought that doth present peculiar grounds for hope to build upon. To dignify the spot that gives thee birth, no sign of hoar antiquity's esteem appears, and none of modern fortune's care. Yet thou thyself hast round thee shed a gleam of brilliant moss, instinct with freshness rare, prompt offering to thy foster-mother, earth. 4. Take, cradled nursling of the mountain, take this parting glance, no negligent adieu. A Procyon change seems wrought while I pursue, the curves a loosely scattered chain doth make, or rather, thou appear'st a glistering snake, silent, and to the gazer's eye untrue, thridding with sinuous laps the rushes, through dwarf willows gliding, and by ferny brake, starts from a dizzy steep the undaunted rill, robed instantly in garb of snow-white foam, and laughing, dares the adventurer who hath clomb so high a rival purpose to fulfil. Else let the dastard backward wend and roam, seeking less bold achievement where he will. 5. So listener, Duddon, to the breeze that played with thy clear voice, I caught the fitful sound, wafted o'er sullen moss and craggy mound, unfruitful solitudes that seem to upbraid the sun in heaven. But now, to form a shade for thee, green alders have together wound their foliage, ashes flung their arms around, and birch trees risen in silver colonnade. And thou hast also tempted here to rise, mid sheltering pines, this cottage rude and grey, whose ruddy children, by the mother's eyes carelessly watched, sport through the summer day, thy pleased associates, light as endless May on infant bosoms lonely nature lies. 6. Ere yet our course was graced with social trees, it lacked not old remains of hawthorn bowers, where small birds warbled to their paramours, and earlier still was heard the hum of bees. I saw them ply their harmless robberies, and caught the fragrance which the sundry flowers, fed by the stream with soft perpetual showers,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?